Well, I'm at the site that was formerly known as the Pit here in Aberdeen, which is part of the Pinehurst area, but a new project has gotten underway. The Pinehurst 10 course, or the 10th course at Pinehurst, as some people call it, and thrilled to be speaking with Angela Moser, who is the top design associate for Tom Doak and is going to be out here working in the trees, the pines, and the dirt, and the sand here in Sand Hills. Angela, welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Angela, tell us about the excitement I'm sure you must have in getting an opportunity to work with Tom Doak again and be a part of such a great project and the next phase of what's going to be Pinehurst Golf.
Well, it means so much to me to be here in Pinehurst because the history of this place is just overwhelming. There's so much that happened here for golf. It's everyone is referring to Pinehurst as the home of American golf. And for me, coming from Germany, having so many golf courses around you, the pressure is really on. And, you know, we want to build something really special, slightly different, but, add to the courses that are already around here. And yeah, I'm just really, really happy to be here. And it's a great opportunity for me, obviously.
And you've worked with Tom before on some projects. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, I started as an intern with Tom, and it took me around the world, really. Like, I started in Scotland, went to France, went to China, went to America a couple of times. And then the last couple of projects were in Ireland. That was St. Patrick's up in County Donegal. And then my last project was at TRE in New Zealand. And now I'm thrilled to be here in Pinehurst.
How did it all come together that you would be working with Tom on this project? And I'm sure it was exciting when Tom asked you to be the lead designer here on the 10th course at Pinehurst.
Well, it all came together. Well, he's so, so busy. And he has been looking out for me over, you know, the past 12 years that I'm working with him. And he always wanted to have a project for me that I'm the lead associate. And he's very, very kind and nice. And this opportunity came up and everyone is really, really busy. And he's like, I want you to lead it. And, you know, all the associates, the known associates that have been working with Tom for a long time, they were all, you know, yeah, Angela should get this opportunity. So I'm thrilled that the whole team is standing, like, you know, behind me. It just feels like it's the right time, it's the right project, and I'm really thrilled to be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, this property, it seems to be, it's still going to be unfolding. It has a history, at least some of the land does, being known as a course that was very popular with a lot of golfers called the Pit, and there had been some talk in recent years that Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw were going to come out here and do a design, and now all of a sudden, here you are, and it's you, and it's Tom, and it's some of that land, but maybe not all of that land that people are familiar with from years ago. And tell us the project you're working on and where the holes are going, and maybe what part of the old Pit golf course is incorporated into your design.
It's really like the Pit is basically stretching over, you know, this on the railway side of the property, but we're only, you know, taking some of that area and incorporate it into our design and our routing. There's a lot more room back in the woods. One of Tom's many talents is routing a golf course, so he really takes a golfer by the hand and takes him across, you know, on a walk across the property. And we're incorporating some of the land that was used to be the Pit, but we're going like further into the forest, and you have like, you know, you have amazing property and terrain, and you're going up into like a different section, and you have these long range views, and it's beautiful. So, you know, it's really, really different to any course that I've seen at Pinehurst, and it the landscape is just magnificent.
Well, Tom said in his quote in the media release that elevation change up around 75 feet for some of the holes, which isn't always something you see here in Pinehurst. And it gives an opportunity to bring some change to the type of golf that's played here in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the idea. It's not, you know, have something different, but really interesting. And yeah, we'll still figuring out how we're going to set apart from the other courses, how our style is. You know, a lot of people ask Tom, like, oh, what's it going to be like? You know, even Pinehurst keeps asking, like, so what kind of, you know, what kind of features are we seeing on this course? And you could throw back that question at everyone, like, what do you want to see? We're still, you know, in the process. We're very, very early in the project at the minute. And we're still trying to figure all of that out and see what really resonates with us and what we like and what we don't like. And you know, it's a process that is getting sorted out during construction. And, you know, I just arrived on Monday. So you can tell, like, it will take a little while, but we're having good fun out here. It's beautiful. We have a good team, and I'm really excited for this project.
I'm sure people that are familiar golfers that have seen Tom's work and played his courses before are probably going to go, so is this going to be like the Stream Song, or is this going to be like the Bandon Dunes, or is it going to be like Sand Valley, or where will it be holes that almost could be, even though they won't be, could almost be played reversible, like the Loop Course at Forest Dunes? And I'm sure a lot of people will wonder if it's going to resemble anything, any of the other famous courses that Tom has designed here, especially in the United States.
Yeah, and see, that's the funny part that you bring up this question, because that's one part I really love about working with Tom. He's trying to be different on every project. There's not like, oh, we're going to do this kind of style like we did on the other project, so we're bringing in the same crew. We're trying to do something different and unique to the place that we are at. So I keep telling my guys, like, just look around you. What do you see here? What is native here? We have like some cool features. There's some features from back in the day when they were mining some sand here for the clay construction, the tile construction. And, you know, how can we incorporate that into the golf course? How can we make it come into the golf? And every golf course is slightly different, and I love that about working with Tom. It's like he's not having this library of golf holes and styles, and he's just putting that style on this property, but he's really also looking into the nature and see what's native here, and then make that the theme, because it doesn't make any sense to build something that is on the coast in Bandon in the middle of Pinehurst, you know. So it will be unique to the site, and the site has specific features that we're trying to highlight.
Have you worked with Tom on some of the other well-known Tom Doak projects here in the United States that golfers are familiar with, either at Bandon Dunes or Sand Valley or the Loop Course or places like that, Stream Song?
I was fortunate to work with him at the Loop, the reversible course, and at Forest Dunes in Michigan. I was involved with a couple of restorations, but as far as new builds, the Loop is the only new build that I was involved with Tom.
Well, I understand you started playing golf at 10 years old, and then you started taking a bigger interest, and you started drawing things, and then you finally decided that you wanted to get out of the studio and start seeing how it all happens out in the field. Take us through your process of getting involved in this industry and building up what you do to the level you're at now.
It's true. I started when I was 10 years old, and my parents don't play golf. So it was all through like a summer holiday program of my town. And I grew up playing golf, and on the range, there was Bernhard Langer. So you had a major champion on your driving range who was practicing. And that's kind of, you know, how I grew up playing golf. And it was really, it was really nice. He's the nicest man ever. And, you know, just talking with him about how he plays golf, that was great. And, you know, how he practices and what his routine is. And seeing him hitting and practicing on the driving range was fantastic. And then I went into amateur golf in Germany. So I traveled basically every weekend to like a different course and played there. And while I really, you know, I didn't really care what I was shooting, but I was really interested in like, okay, well, there's a par three that, you know, has like a kicker slope and it really kicks into like this back pin position. You know, I was starting to get interested in the architecture and especially the nature of golf. Every golf course is different. Plus, you have different conditions every day. It's not like a tennis pitch or like a soccer pitch, which is flat, and you might have like a different condition weather-wise, but every day on a golf course is going to be different, and you have every golf course is different, and the architect has a ability of asking you for different shots. So that was really, really appealing to me. So, you know, I started studying landscape architecture. And everyone in Germany was just like shaking their heads and just saying like, yeah, you're going to go to a dead end. And I just kept going. And yeah, and then I wrote an email to Tom at some point. I'm like, I just feel like there's not a lot of good golf that I was exposed to. And I'd be really interested to see good golf. And, you know, and he gave me that opportunity and I took it. And that's basically the story.
Well, the big name golf projects, a lot of them are between Tom or Bill Corr, Ben Crenshaw, Gil Hans. Have you had a chance to meet a lot of these people and talk to them and maybe pick their brain a little bit about the industry?
Yeah, I've been working with Gil Hans and Jim Wagner for, you know, a couple projects, and that was a really good experience, and it was interesting. In a lot of things, it's very similar to what Tom would and Renaissance Golf would do, and others in other parts it would be completely different. And I just recently met Bill Corr, and you know, we're texting every now and then. We called each other like last week and talked about something, and it, you know, it's so cool that you have, you know, I'm still can't get over it. I have Bill Corr's number in my phone and I'm texting him. So it's just really fun and yeah, really cool to be involved in on that level of golf course architecture and just shooting a text to Bill about like an idea or something. And, you know, he's getting back to you.
Did I read that you worked with Gil on the LA North project where the US Open will be this year?
I mainly worked on the South course, but at the same time, there were just a couple of changes that the USGA wanted to do for the US Open. So I was already there, so I helped implement those.
Will it be interesting to see a US Open played on a course that even if it's just a little bit that you helped with a little there?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really cool. It was really cool to see. The Walker Cup was there a couple of years ago, and that was really interesting to see and watch the people or the golfers play. And it's fun. It's the same, you know, the Renaissance Club in Scotland has the Scottish Open, and it's always good to see like how they're going to play the course. And, you know, it's shocking how long they are, but how long they can hit. But yeah, like whenever they find a green and their struggle, or, you know, you see I saw someone putt from the fringe and he was just aiming all the way to the right, like probably like 5 feet to the right to just really get the break right. And, you know, it's fun to see the pros having to think about breaks as well and not just having like flat greens and, you know, have some fun out there. So it's good. And I can't wait to see the US Open this year.
Yeah. Cool. Will you stick around and watch it here next year? I know they're proudly saying that this course will be open and ready for play when the world of golf descends on Pinehurst for the US Open in 2024.
Well, I would love to, but we'll see how busy we're going to be. And, well, it would be nice even to come back for the week at Pinehurst. So, yeah, we'll see.
What are you hoping that this project will do for you and your career as you move forward?
see, I don't see myself having this massive career. I love my job. So mm-hmm. I just enjoy being out here with a cool crew and having fun on heavy equipment and building, being creative and building something that the golfer has to think about. And I'm not really thinking about, oh, I want to have a career. It's just, you know, I just mm-hmm. like having fun out here. So mm-hmm.
any advice for women that might think of working in your industry? There's been some stories about that. There's not a lot of women who do what you do right now in golf.
My idols were Marion Hollins and Alice Dye. My advice is, you know, if someone is telling you, oh, this is not like something you can do, just if that's what you want to do, keep pursuing it and just don't let anyone get into your head and just keep doing what you want to do and try really, really hard.
What have you seen in this land here? Arnold Palmer told me once that sometimes an architect is only as good as the land that they have to work with. What kind of land do you have here on this property, and what do you like about it?
Well, first of all, it's beautiful rolling terrain, and it has a variety of areas, so a variety of landscapes really in the landscape. So, you know, it's not getting boring. And I think there are a lot of emotions coming up once you, I said before, Tom is taking you on a walk, and it's so diverse and it's so interesting. You turn your head, oh yeah, now you have that kind of view. And I really, really like the landscape. I'm always coming from the landscape architecture and the love of nature, and the nature out here is outstanding. You have really beautiful trees. We were able to secure some really amazing pine trees, and I think that will set such a beautiful canvas out here between like having a couple of lakes and rolling terrain, and again, like those long range views, beautiful trees, and hopefully really good architecture. We're working on that.
Well, you know, you talk about the courses that have withstood the test of time, and you're working now in a community that's known to an architect who's done so many great courses that have withstood the test of time, and Donald Ross. Did you know much about Donald Ross before you came here to work in Pinehurst?
Well, everyone in the golf course architecture industry knows Donald Ross. So, yes. And number two was I played it years ago, and I played it with a colleague of mine, and I think it was January or February, and it was so cold. I mean, it was raining sideways, and it was cold, and you know, the last little thing that was missing was snow. But we were so happy. We were just playing number two, and we looked at each other and I was like, well, I would just in a heartbeat, I would go out again and just play it again and again, and that it shows you like the artistry of number two and how good of a golf course number two is.
Mm-hmm. If there's any message you'd like to send to the golfers out there who will follow this project as it gets built and will be anxiously awaiting this golf course to open, is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I don't know, like come and visit Pinehurst, and I'd be really curious what you think about what we're building. So I hope you like it.